This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a show. Advice of a stone. Should I let go? Should I let go? Should I go slow? Cause I gotta know now. It's just a tip. I got you, don't trip. Perspective, I flip. Tea, don't sip. I'm making my tune. It's just a tip. We're not legit. I gotta admit. But let me spit. Cause it's just a tip now.
Can you hear me?
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God. Okay, I'm getting the levels done. This is like the beginning and people are like, why are they cheering so badly? It took us how long to put the setup together?
We started this, we were both in high school. I have four kids now.
I cannot believe this happened. Oh my gosh, we've made it to recording.
What's
and 2021.
What's your name again?
I'm Megan Batoon, and that's the name I remember being, but now it could be so many different lives.
And Crumbs is here, and he has no compassion for what we've been through.
None.
Zero.
Oh my gosh, we're still figuring it out. Listen, it's like new year, new me. No, old, same me.
What year is it?
But just a little bit learning. A little bit learning.
That's something. That's a thing. That's a line.
That's my motto for 2021 is a little bit learning.
Learning a little bit.
Okay. Oh, I see. It was me. This is a nice learning moment.
We can just blame everything on you?
Not all the time.
Why? That's what you're teaching me right now.
In this one specific moment, it was on me. And everyone listening, that's very important. That's called accountability.
Is there a chance? I'm just going to throw this out there. Please don't get mad. Is there a chance the microphone issue was that we never once plugged it in?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been doing this at least a little bit long enough to know.
That's your, you know, you got to plug it in. You're there.
I know that part.
Okay.
Thank you, Thomas Edison and Westinghouse. Okay, let's do an intro. Welcome to another episode of Just a Tip, an advice podcast that's equally about its tangents as it is about its tips. Usually, it doesn't take us 6 years in order to figure this out, but I'm here on my couch with Tony. Pew, pew, pew.
Hello.
Tony's back. This is your third time. Is that it? Right?
Yeah.
We have made it to 2021. We are still on this couch, though.
Haven't left.
Haven't left a lot. From this couch, I will say, I did go on Instagram and ask for questions, and we're going to try and rapid fire as many as we can.
I have no confidence in my rapid fire abilities.
Ooh, but what about your rapping abilities? If you were going to get killed.
Yes.
And people were making ultimatums.
Yeah.
If you didn't do it, who would kill you? Who would those people?
I think it's like the executioner. I think he's literally like the executioner.
Okay, so if the executioner was also a little playful and they're like, okay, I won't kill you if you can perfectly rap 100% accuracy a song. What do you doesn't have to be a rap song, but in this scenario, you said rapping.
What? I mean, because I misspoke. This is all because I missed.
Yeah.
I stuttered. Yeah. We're doing a whole 5-minute bit on my speech impediment.
Like, would it be like 8 Mile?
I don't know. I really like the song Feel Me Flow, Naughty by Nature.
How does that go?
I can't do it. I think there's... No, I can't do it.
I love to bait and switch block, people all
my
the
My block,
time.
Scare face. Scare face. Why? This is what I'm saying. You shouldn't have me in your podcast.
That's so emo of you to like...
Scarface.
Cute without the E. You just like drop the E from scare face.
We should just tell people we're drunk. So that's the excuse. We haven't had a single sip.
That's really funny. Okay, but Scarface.
My block. But I'm not singing anything.
Like, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I'm like, if someone asked me to sing, I would say absolutely not. I think there was one time in my life that I felt like a good singer. And it was after like 5 gin and tonics. And I sang under my breath, "You were here." I sang "At Last" by Etta James, just the first two lines.
Oh, I think I remember that.
And I was like making charcuterie or something. And then you...
That could really be any time.
Any day, really. Any time of any day. And you looked up at me. And I remember usually like, when I'm singing, people look at me and they're like, "Oh, haha, that's such a funny joke."
Who's doing that? Who are these people you're hanging
out
with?
Well, I'm not a great singer, so I know that they're not, they know I'm not serious. However, in this scenario, it was under my breath and I was like wine drunk probably. And then you and another person just looked up at me and listened. And I was like, "Oh, nobody's ever listened voluntarily to me sing."
I kind of remember that. I think it was me and Amanda were here.
You just looked up and I was like, "Oh my God, I have an audience." The audience of two. Okay. Is there anything that you want to say before we get into all of these questions that we usually talk about in the podcast but missed because idiots?
I don't want to say anything. I don't want to... No.
Okay, great. So here we go, saying a bunch of stuff for another 45 minutes.
Okay.
And a 3, 2, 1. Our first question is, I'm moving to Chicago while it's still in a stay-at-home order. Any tips?
Don't do that.
Uh-oh. This is your exact story.
Yes. Well, I had a couple days.
You had like 3 days of normal life, and then COVID said, "No, thank you."
No, thanks.
And this is almost a year later, 11 months.
Yeah. I left Florida on the 11th. I got here on the 16th and then was sick for like, who knows what I had.
Uh-oh.
Who knows? For probably 2 weeks I was sick. And then after that, I had like 9 days of normal LA, and then everything shut down and you came home and that was it.
Wow, so do you have any tips at staying at home?
You know, trust yourself. You're gonna wanna leave. Everything's gonna be saying you gotta go outside. Just don't do it.
It's like tempting you.
Yeah. Inside.
Wow. So moving to a new city right before COVID or during COVID, you say don't do it, but you did it. So
I did it.
Do you regret it?
No. I love it here. My faves are all here.
The glances he is giving me.
I'm not, there's zero glances.
I think this place is awesome though. Like,
yeah, it's great.
We both come from Florida. I love California, I will say. Florida's great. I would not move back.
Yeah, I've been here for almost a year now, which is crazy. And I'm still really excited to see LA. I think it's going to be great. When I finally get to see it, it's going to be excellent.
Wow.
Can tell you all about the delivery food options. I can tell you all about the grocery stores. I know every Target and every Chipotle in East LA, but that's it.
What are you excited to discover when this is all over?
I mean, there's so many like important comedy clubs that I never even got to see.
Like what?
I never got to see the Ice House. I never got to see the Improv. I never got to see the Laugh Factory. Basically just me.
You never got to see the Laugh Factory?
I mean, I saw it. I see it.
From the out. I see it all the time. On the
Yes. Wonderful signs.
That's so crazy. If I came to LA and didn't experience it, that would probably feel so... You're like, choose your words carefully. That would probably just feel so like... I think you said this behind glass.
Yeah. I feel like you could convince me that like I wasn't really here. I've been here a year, and somebody in like 5 minutes can be like, "No, you just imagine that." I'm like, "Oh yeah," because I've never been in anywhere. Yeah. I've been in the Comedy Store probably like 5 times, and I've been in every Target and Chipotle, and that's it.
Wow. So this person is voluntarily, or they have to move to Chicago.
Yeah.
So or not. It doesn't matter. Like it might be just like you. What would any tips be if you moved to LA?
Are they moving to Chicago right now?
I think
maybe
so.
Maybe a jacket? Quite cold.
I think so. But like, would it be to drive? You can't because you have to stay at home. Because I was saying one way that you learned about LA is driving around when we were allowed to.
Yes.
So if they can't even drive around, what is a good tip to move to a new city during a stay-at-home order?
I don't know. You know, Netflix.
It's like watch everything you can, or like study up about Chicago, I guess, so when this is all done, you know what's up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's a wild move. It's going to be probably jarring when you first get there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if it's like me, like, you know, I've been here a while and it still doesn't feel like I know LA at all. So I can't imagine what Chicago's going to be like when, you know, maybe you get a little help in Chicago because I don't think anyone's going outside. Even if there's no COVID, it's so cold.
Oh.
So, you know, you can't mess with below zero. So you gotta have a plan if you're gonna go outside.
That's so okay. Yeah, I like that a lot. Oh, here's my tip.
Ooh,
my tip on moving to Chicago during a pandemic and a stay-at-home order is if you are ordering from Grubhub, Uber Eats, Postmates, whatever it is, get Johnny's Italian Beef.
What is that?
Everybody always says get deep dish when you go to Chicago.
Gross.
It's not gross, but it's not.
It's a bread bowl.
It is. Yes. It is tomato soup on a croissant. However, it's very good. Johnny's Italian Beef, they have this roast beef and they put it on a bun and they dip the entire sandwich in the juices that it, the beef was marinating in.
Cool.
It's called a sweet dipped or something like that. So you dip it, get your hand into your pants.
Whoa! I'm sorry, I yelled inappropriate.
Sometimes I like to go with an off-brand joke. It gets the people going.
Just to want to, you know, side note, there's a huge diabetes problem in the world. So yeah, eat all your sandwiches dipped in gravy. That's Batum's tip.
It's au jus, bitch. That's a new t-shirt.
That's what I want. It's au jus, bitch.
Okay, next question. Things that one definitely has to do in their 20s. Now that we're both not 20, me almost. That's to say.
I'm doing my math in your head. It's like, did you get older?
Yeah, I had one birthday while setting up this equipment.
It makes sense.
Things that one definitely has to do in their 20s. Before you're 30, what do you have to do? I don't do a lot of things. Like me as a 29-year-old compared to other 29-year-olds, I've done half of the things in like personal life stuff. Like I've been a lot of places, but that's just like professionally. Yeah. But I mean like as a personal 29-year-old, most of the 29-year-olds I went to high school with have kids and are married. You know?
Yeah, like, you're asking the wrong person because my idea of getting wild right now is sometimes I go double carnitas at Chipotle. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I'm like, you know what? Mix in some sofritos. I don't know. Feeling wild today.
That is wild. I love that.
I've been looking forward to the rain. Like, who does? I've been from Florida. It rains every hour and a half here. It's rained 5 times the whole year that I've been here.
Yeah.
So sometimes I sit inside and I look out the window and I'm just like, come on, rain.
Wow.
How sad is that?
You're the rain man.
Nobody laugh. Nobody laugh.
Don't tell them what to do.
Even Crumbs left. Crumbs was here and he was like, that's it for me, guys. Thank you. I've had a good one. That's my time.
Really, it's like a slow walk behind me. I just see the silhouette Crumbs. Of his tail.
You walked Crumbs from the audience.
He's a walker. Okay, so things that one definitely has to do in their 20s. See a concert? This is how you're going to tell that we've never played Never Have I Ever.
Yeah, but I think all the stuff we can't do because of this is what you should do when you're like this. If anything, COVID's made me appreciate the things that like I didn't appreciate before. Like I was an indoor cat before. That's just how I was.
Shout out Crumbs.
But now he's gone. He's out in the parking lot.
He's an outdoor cat now.
Yeah, he's an outdoor cat now. Yeah. It made me appreciate the things that, like, I didn't, like, put a lot of value in before. I mean, even not in my 20s, like, I want to go to concerts now. I never wanted to go to concerts before.
Mm.
I was like, people, music, you know. I have Apple Music.
Yeah. So it's given you a craving because of the lack. That
yeah, just
had.
all the things that I want to go to the zoo. How sad is that?
What if that's, like, the last thing that you had said? Gets eaten by a gorilla.
It's called au jus, bitch. Cut. Anything. I mean, we're held back from doing so much right now. Like, I don't think I'm going to be a big, like, party guy or a club guy.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that we've been stuck inside so long that I'm going to do a little of it.
Yeah, I guess. I guess if you're in your 20s, like, going to a club.
Maybe I'll camp. I don't know. There's
wow.
Maybe I'll camp.
That's really on the wild side.
Mosquitoes.
That's double sofrita status.
Wild.
Yeah, is our advice go to a club and a concert? Oh my God, it's like we're 15.
I think that might have been the last time I went to a concert.
When you were 15?
Yeah, probably like All American Rejects.
Oh, wow, lucky kid.
I was old.
I would do anything to see Tyson Ritter live.
Is that the guy's name?
Oh.
I just remember he was beautiful.
Yes, that is the one thing. Swing from the tangles of my heart. Okay, we're moving on. How to enjoy spending time alone.
I don't anymore. This is all that I don't at all. No, that's I don't.
But how do you figure it out?
I reject the premise of this question. Ask me in March, you know, when I had a month of it. Like, I know I need to be around people. I'm sick of the cats.
Hey, those are your roommates.
Wonderful cats. They're awful. Go ahead.
How to enjoy spending time alone. Maybe it's because, like, I don't get enough alone time on the jog. LOL at me jogging.
You jogged this quarantine. You went through a jogging phase.
We all went through a jogging phase. First from like our rooms to the kitchen. And then we tried to get outside for a little bit.
We finished Netflix.
Yeah, we're done.
We're done.
Yeah, you know how it says like continue watching per episode? Have you ever?
All it said was bad news.
It says it at the end too, but at the end it says bad news.
Like, I don't know, do a puzzle?
Are you still watching this entire streaming platform? My God. Okay, enjoy being alone.
I feel like I'm bombing so far because I've just rejected the question on all three of them. The people are at home, like, I thought was one to send a question.
One we were getting any sort of advice here. How to enjoy spending time alone? I don't know. I mean, I do think Netflix is just so good. But if I had more alone time, I'm going to change the question for me. If I had more alone time, I would enjoy it doing nothing horizontally in sweats. Horizontally, laid down. Why did you like make that face when I said horizontal?
Because I had to remember which one's vertical and which one's horizontal, okay?
I want to do it standing up always.
That's what we're editing out. That's going to be the trailer for this.
It's all shit, bitch.
I'm sick of being productive. You know, this is for you. You need to just quit being productive.
I don't want to be productive either. I think I'm over it. 2020 has taught me I don't want to do that anymore.
You need to work on it.
I was also so far on that side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up thinking that I needed to always be doing something. And if I was, like, having a sad moment from a breakup, anytime I got broken up with, I dove into work. And then I, like, gained something else. And it just fed that serotonin, like, fiend.
You say you were like that growing up. Like, you're not like that right now.
Oh, no. So that was me transitioning into my final form.
Sorry.
And that's me here in the flesh.
She was editing photos like the 6 hours we were putting these microphones up.
In a dark room.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I think productivity is done for unless it really does something that makes you feel good. Being productive for the sake of feeling valued or thinking that if you don't get something done, then you're worthless. What's that scale?
I start at worthless. So then whatever just gives me little pumps, just little jumps of it. Little jumps of serotonin.
It just like makes it look like you're alive. Like every now and then it's like, bing, bing.
I put a cup away. Bing. It's been a good day.
That's what our barometer should be. It's so crazy. I was just talking to somebody else about this, about New Year's resolutions and about how I don't have any this year. Like, I feel like every year I have so many goals. And this year it's just like, it's not quite a goal, but it's like, congratulations. Like, you made it through this insane year. That's the goal, is to get to this point right now. And we've done that. Mm-hmm. That's all you've needed to do. That's being productive enough, is surviving through my first pandemic. I think we did pretty good.
God, I hope it's our only pandemic. I don't know if I got two more of these.
I agree. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? Oh my God, did I record this? Yes.
Cannonball. I would have cannonballed out of the window.
Oh my gosh. That would have been the first time I would run.
Can you hear my heart? My heart is pounding.
No, because my levels are so off.
Because I was worried that you wouldn't have recorded my 20 minutes of bombing.
If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do?
Skydive. I mean,
I hope you don't fail.
Well, if you knew you couldn't, I mean, then you're, you know.
Well, that's what the hope is. Like, it's the majority.
I can't fail in this experiment. I want to jump out of things. I want to get real high up in the air.
And then jump out. Okay, I was going to say like a kickflip.
You always say a kickflip. You always say, you can ask Megan any deep question. Megan, if you want to learn anything in the world, you can learn anything. It could be any language, any like historical event, any talent. She just pauses.
I think about it. Quietly compliments. I really think about it.
Kickflip.
And I say kickflip. Kickflip. Thank you. Thank you.
I feel like we can get that down. You could learn a kickflip like this afternoon.
No, I really tried.
Because we're not allowed to go outside. You got to do it in the garage.
I used to trick hoop in the garage.
Like, I remember.
When I was learning how to hula hoop, that like goes up your body.
Yes. I remember when you were learning how to hula hoop and you were very afraid of where to practice. You were worried the neighbors, this is how bad she thought she was. She was worried the neighbors would complain about her hula hooping skills.
not you the
can't,
skills.
You can't do that in our yard, ma'am.
Not like that they're good or bad. I think that I was worried.
They were going to be so disgusted.
I thought that 911. You're embarrassing. Like, leave. Like, why are you a 30-year-old woman, like, hula hooping in our yard? Because I don't know where my yard and my neighbor's yard starts. Uh-huh. I don't know
but
the
But you think
size.
That's where they have that rule? They have a personal rule? Like, you and me in our yard.
No.
But if you're going to hula hoop, you better be a natural.
It's like a barometer for them to accept me being on their boundaries. No, I get nervous almost all the time.
That's it.
I get nervous. Okay, what is your oldest memory?
I remember like playing with my cousin when I was a kid and falling and hurting myself.
Ooh.
Like I think I busted out a tooth or something.
Busted out a tooth?
Yeah. I think I might have been like 3 or 4. So that, you know.
So interesting. So your first memory is pain. Because my first memory is like, I don't know if it's a memory or if it's a story my mom told so much that I remember it. But I'm like dancing and jumping up and down on the couch to Funky Col Medina. Which will tell you like how old I am.
Oh
that was like,
gosh.
That's my earliest memory. So that's the 90s, like early 90s is a song on probably the radio.
Tone Loc had a good run when I was a kid where he had some wonderful songs like Funky Col Medina. And what's the other one? He had two. He had two that
Are
were really
sure?
good. Wild Thing. He had Wild Thing and Funky Col
oh,
Medina.
Oh, he sings Wild Thing?
Yeah, but he also had this run where he was in movies playing like the cool cop. He was in Surf Ninjas as the cool cop. He was in Blank Check as like a bad guy, but I think he also was a cool cop.
Oh.
Ace Ventura, cool cop.
Really?
He's the cop in the, you know what? We'll talk about it.
Tone Loc. Wow. Okay. What you could tell yourself 5 years ago. So 5 years ago, I'm 25.
Probably just try to get out here then, you know?
Yeah. Like follow your dreams.
So sooner. I waited so long to get out here because I let other responsibilities kind of like take a hold. And I think I was trying to like do miracles that like now being older, being 5 years later, I was like, no, you couldn't help. You should have just, you know, lived your life. And, you know, now it's 5 years later and I'm older and I'm, you know, we're all, you know, zoo animals. We're all trying to get through this COVID.
We all ended up the same
way. It would have been cool to be here, you know, 5 years ago and, you know.
Yeah, like basically trust other people to handle their stuff and you do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't get that time back, you know?
Right.
Like I'm not going to be, you know, 27, 28 again. I'm only,
right.
I'm here, I'm, you know, 30 some. I don't remember what age I am because of this microphone situation. But early 30s, last time I checked. And it's not happening. This is just a year deleted from our life. So,
how crazy of a concept. 5 years ago, what I would tell myself, I mean, I think I would say chill out. Just chill out a little bit more. Like, I really enjoy what I've done. And it really does feel good for me to be productive in a specific way. But I think I used to get a different pleasure from it. After this year, I've really learned that I don't quite get pleasure from finishing things anymore. I enjoy creation, like as the creation of it, but I'm not so product-centric anymore. I think all those times that the improv teachers would be like, trust the process, like I get that now. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm enjoying the process so much more, which I think is really nice because it doesn't put a drop date for your happiness. Yeah. You know, it's not like coming soon when you finish this. It's like, oh, now.
You're enjoying the journey more.
And for a community or a collective that's gratified instantly, like instant gratification, couldn't be better for us. Like all the people that just want to binge everything all the time, like, ooh, I want to watch this Wonder Woman movie. I can do that now without leaving my couch.
Yeah.
For this group of humans that we kind of live as, it's so easy to just be happy now about the process than waiting. Like, why do we do that?
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you can be happy the whole race. You don't have to wait till the finish line.
Right. And for the people that love instant gratification, cool. You can feel good now. If you trust the process, you could feel good now. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
It is cool.
Like, I'm having a blast recording right now when my most, like, the excitement, the apex of my excitement would be when it's edited and perfect and going out.
Okay.
Because it's a product.
Oh, that makes me happy.
But, like, yeah, I've really loved 2020 for that.
Because we don't have the option. we don't know when the end of this is. So it's kind of, if you don't find the little things every single day and you don't try to enjoy every day, which I've been failing at. I'm saying this like I'm achieving this.
I'm like, this has sounded
great. Miserable since March.
I love that for an album title.
Miserable since March?
That sounds like good.
That was
band.
That was the next All American Rejects album. Yeah. I just ruined it.
Miserable since March. I love that so much.
But yeah, you know, I think that's a good, I always tell myself I need to enjoy the journey more, because whatever I'm trying to do, I came out here to do stand-up. I haven't done stand-up since March. Mm. So I kind of have to enjoy the writing every day, and I have to enjoy the, is this funny? Is this not funny? I can't sit and just dread every day that I'm not up on stage. I have to just, you know, do what I can and try to enjoy writing and enjoy messing up and enjoy, you know, whatever the version of the process is now.
Yeah, you should call like your act, like whenever you have a tight 5, 10, whatever you want, you should call that Miserable Since March.
Okay.
Or maybe that's the bit name, you know, when you write on a set list, like on a napkin, like I'm going to do this joke and then that joke and that joke.
Oh, I want to do stand-up so bad. Every time we watch somebody on Netflix or YouTube or anything, I'm just like, look at that. That was funny. And then I cry for like 45 minutes. Megan gets worried.
I can't wait for the next time you can do that.
It's been so long.
Knocking on literal wood. Okay.
I did do that, didn't I? Go ahead.
Funniest moment you can remember. Do you have one off the top of your head? Do a lot of funny things happen to you?
I laughed to myself so hard last night when I found out that girl's name was Pizza.
Oh, wait, so say that.
A friend of mine sent us a picture of like the best dressed in their yearbook. And I'm not going to say the girl's name.
Which is crazy because I didn't know if it was best dressed or worst because of the photo.
It was 2004, wasn't a great year. Wasn't a great year for that. But the girl's name was, you know, something Pizza. And I just thought about like someone being like, hello, Mr. Pizza. And I'm like, seriously, Mr. Pizza was my father.
Mr. Pizza.
Call me Frank.
Wow.
Which might have been the wine last night. It was last night was New Year's Eve, so it might have been the wine.
I do love that you like stopped the conversation for everyone to tell you if it was funny.
People were having meaningful conversations about their year. I was 2.5 glasses of wine in, and I just wanted to giggle to myself about Frank Pizza.
Father Frank Pizza. Okay.
He's a priest?
She's the dad.
Forgive me,
my father
pizza.
Is Mr. Forgive Pizza. Forgive me, Father Frank, for I have sinned.
I went deep dish.
Okay, funniest moment you can remember. Okay, yours is Mr. Pizza. Mine, oh God, my funniest moment? The one that I can remember most vividly, maybe it's because it's I just saw my cousins, but when we were younger, I had this little camcorder, and we loved cheerleading. And so we did this thing called a basket toss. And there's two people, and they make their hands in this formation that looks like a little weaving, like a little basket weave. And then the flyer puts their feet on top of the wrists. And then on the count of three, or 1, 2, if you're a cheerleader, you lodge the person up in the air. They go up as high as they can, like 6 feet in the air. They like spread their legs wide, or they do a twist, or they do something at the very top.
What could possibly go wrong?
Like a human firework. And they do their like little pizzazz thing. And then they come down and you catch them safely, and then you put them down. That's a basket toss when completed correctly.
I'm so nervous to hear what happened.
What do you think happened?
You have one less cousin.
Almost. So we were recording every year for the 4th of July. We would do a performance for a family, voluntary by us. They didn't ask. And so in one of the performances, we did a basket toss. And at the very top during practice, we were in this field. At the very top, my cousin Kelly reaches the top and does a toe touch. But the very same time that she was a complete spread eagle, thunder hits, like lightning and thunder at the same time. And we scatter at the very top, where she couldn't be further from our hands, the cradle of all things. We leave. We freak out. We don't want to get struck by lightning, but we're on the ground. So it's way better. I don't think she got hit by lightning because she is still with us, but no one was there to catch her.
I'm glad you said she was. I thought we were going to dedicate this podcast to your cousin Kelly, who's sadly no longer with us.
She is very fine.
She's
pregnant now.
Kelly is missed.
Kelly is here. And I remember always wanting to submit it to America's Funniest Home Videos, but I think I taped over it when I was doing something. I only had one like high eight tape.
Which was like the basket toss incident of 07?
Oh, I had like another tumbling video that was called Two to Tuck. I put it on YouTube. This was before I was on YouTube, and it went viral.
Is this the one where you landed straight in your face?
Yes. Oh, so in the backyard.
Very important to me.
I put a camera down. I would pay a lot of money for this. You know, sometimes people are like, if you had unlimited amount of money, uh-huh, what would you do with it? I would pay to get that video back. It's 8 seconds. I would pay all the money that I ever had.
It's worth it. I remember that video. It was wonderful.
I'm trying to do this new skill that I don't have. And so I guess the only way that you can get a new skill is you have to practice it until you figure it out. Mm-hmm. In my backyard, I do 2 back handsprings and then I set, which is jumping straight up for a back tuck. So 1 back handspring, another back handspring, jump straight into the air. I'm supposed to grab my knees, do a backflip and land on my feet. So like a backflip with no hands. So I go up, I get scared all of a sudden. And then I remember my coach, he would always say, if you fall on your face, it's called busting. Or if you fall and you don't land on your feet perfectly, it's called busting. I would be afraid to throw the trick because I'd be afraid of busting. Like I'm too scared to fail that I don't even try, essentially, in a physical manifestation. I go back to do a backflip. I freak out. But then I remember Drew, my coach, saying when I ask him, like, I don't want to bust. And then he says, then don't. Like, I don't want to fail, basically. And he said, then don't. That was his coaching.
The audacity.
So I was like,
you can tell I know nothing about cheerleading because every time you explain one of these, I know you're here and I'm like, I don't think she's making it this one. Like, I think this is it for Megan. You're just explaining it to me here. I'm like, I don't know. I'm gonna miss tunes.
It is very dangerous. It has more injuries per year than football. All-star cheerleading. Can you believe it? So anyway, in the middle of the flip, I think of him, what am I gonna do if I bust? Then don't. And then so I don't remove my hands. I don't do anything more. I just pray that I'm not going to die. And if I don't like go to the ground and bail for my hands, then I tried. So my hands are fully like intact. They are one with my knees and I'm going back. And then the next thing I know, my hands are still under my knees. I never bailed, but the first thing that hit the ground was my face. My face hit the ground and I skid. And when I got up, I had grass in my teeth.
She just finished it though. She just kept eating it.
It was pretty good. Stay nutritious. That's the first grass shot. That's how you get it the closest, the fastest into your system. Oh my God. Anyway, so that's me cheerleading.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Ooh, this is an interesting one. Have you ever farted in front of a boyfriend or girlfriend?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Huh.
I feel like if I'm dating somebody, they're already, you know, doing charity work by giving me the time of day. I'm not doing anything that grub.
Oh my God.
I'm getting out of there. I'm getting out of the room. I'm saving the ounce of magic that's left.
None of mine were intentional. It wasn't like an I love you, like from the other side. I was not going to be like, this means we're taking our relationship to the next level.
If I had one right now, I would leave the county.
You, the county?
I'd leave the county. That's not where I thought this podcast was going to go either.
I didn't know
you would have a farting question.
I wouldn't either, but look at that.
Though.
It's well-rounded. What is your most regretful purchase? I bought a lot of things during quarantine.
Probably like film school student loans. Like, what the fuck?
Oh.
Why was I doing that?
It was, I mean, I guess, yeah, that's one way to say, like, don't go to film school.
Well, I mean, no, you should go to film school if you want to work in the film industry.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I feel like you could learn. If you're in an art like that, where there's an industry that's really based off of not only your skill, but who you know, Mm-hmm. It's all connection but also, based.
Like, I went to film school, got out, and the thing I wanted to do didn't require film school. Like,
that's
I
what I'm
I
saying.
I could have just been a PA from the start.
Right.
I was just like, 80 grand here. Why not?
It's wild that that happens, but yeah, if art school, be smart with how that industry works.
Maybe throw in a Google before you do it. Yeah. Mix in a quick Google.
Most regretful purchase. Oh man.
Is it crumbs?
No, he was only $50.
You overpaid by $50.
He is asleep on your lap right now with one of his paws on your leg. How could you say that?
A terrorist. He's a terrorist.
He's the best. Most regretful purchase. I feel like I bought so many things that at the moment I thought it would make me happy, and it did. It gave me that little bump right when I ordered it and when it shows up. But I went through a phase during COVID where I was trying to cope so badly that I was buying something.
You were, really getting, you were getting a lot of the open. Buy now button on Amazon?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I feel like I just went crazy anytime my eyes were open. Like, I remember when I would wake up, I would go on Amazon, and when I was asleep, I would be on like Architectural Digest or like the MoMA design store. Like, I would be doing the craziest things until I fell asleep, and then I would repeat it, and I would wake up and see what I bought.
Bezos put an extra wing on his house
because of
just
me,
right from tunes.
Probably. I think I just regret buying so much this year.
What's your favorite quarantine purchase?
Ooh,
because I got a favorite of things you bought.
You have a favorite of what I buy?
Yeah, for sure the shoe rack.
Oh, I bought the shoe rack from an Etsy guy.
Wonderful.
Oh, I wish I knew his stuff right now, and I would link it maybe in the show notes. But there's this guy who I bought a shoe rack from, and it's unlike any shoe rack I've ever seen. It looks like it's cut out wood and cord. Yeah, cord that's all the way through it, and it has three tiers, but no nails or sides or anything.
Yeah, it takes a lot for a shoe rack to make you go, huh? And that's what I did. He handed it to me and I go, huh?
It's a show-stopping piece. It could also not be a shoe rack. That one is one of my favorite purchases. Do you have a favorite purchase? You don't buy a lot of things.
I don't know anything.
That's pretty cool. I need to be a little bit more like that. Oh, okay. What's your two-week goal? For 2 weeks.
I want to still be in LA in 2 weeks. That's
that would be amazing. You will be.
That's the goal.
That's really funny. My 2 week goal is to finish the job that I've been on for a year.
Yeah. Supposed to be 5 months.
It was supposed to be 6 months, but then COVID happened, and so we quarantined for quite some time.
And it's been 4.5 years now.
And now, yeah. Yep.
It's been 4.5 years.
And it's still not out. It's insane. What was supposed to be 6 months is now going to be right about a
she
year.
She started, George W. Bush was president.
Yeah. And look at me now. That's going to be so exciting. 2 weeks is going to be monumental.
Hopefully.
Yay. Let's hope. Put it out in the universe. Can you share the cookie recipe on the podcast? I've had a lot of people ask about these cookies.
Which cookie is it?
The cookies that I make.
The ones that you made very recently?
Yes. Dark chocolate, sea salt.
Somebody texted me about those cookies today.
About the recipe?
No, about those cookies. Someone texted me and was like, Megan's really making me want these cookies right now. And I was like...
Do you remember what they taste like? We had them yesterday.
They were wonderful. And you did it. I'm going to say this, though. I'm going to,
as you talk, I'm going to get the other two.
She did a bad job of selling them to me.
What?
Yeah, because the way you sold them to me, you mentioned all the...
ingredients?
The ingredients, but health fat features of them. And I was like, there's cookies. Oh. And they're delicious. I'm going to eat a cookie. We're going to eat a cookie on the podcast.
We're both going to eat this cookie and tell you what it tastes like while I give you the recipe. Because I had a few people ask about this recipe. And honestly, the way that I found it was I was feeling really bad about wanting a cookie. And this is during diet culture, before I started intuitive eating, before I started really feeling okay with my choices. He's just smelling it right now. And I really wanted a cookie, but I felt so guilty. So I said, I searched paleo chocolate chip cookies on Google. I found a recipe. It called for a ton of coconut oil, six tablespoons. And I was like, nah, I don't like that. So I cut it in half and did almond butter and coconut oil. And it is the best cookie. Now that you're eating it, explain to them and I'll eat it. And I'll try and explain more before I give you the recipe.
It's like the first time I heard the Beatles.
Here comes the sun. Yum, 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 yum. First of all, the texture is amazing.
I want to chew on the mic. I know there's no way I have a good chew. These are freakishly good. They have no business being this good.
It really doesn't make any sense. It's like they have like a grain to them in a way that's like, imagine if a muffin and a cake and a cookie all amalgamated into one pastry. It's like this. It has a good bite and a kind of a crisp to it. Dark chocolate, so it's really
but decadent. It's not a harsh dark chocolate.
No,
it's a light dark chocolate.
Yeah, it's a dark chocolate that tastes a little semi sweet.
And this has been Cookie Hour with Tunes and Tony.
Imagine if we start a new podcast that we just talk about the cookies.
I just don't want anybody to hear me chewing.
Here's the thing: we are talking a lot about these cookies, but I think you need to make them because I need you to understand this at the same time that we're talking about it. So
you want me to make them? I don't know how to turn the oven on.
No, not you. Everyone listening.
We're going to take this baby steps.
The first step, another bite into my mouth.
I learned how to turn the other day.
Okay, here's how you make them. I'll put the recipe in the show notes as well. But
wonderful.
This recipe doesn't exist anywhere because I changed it and this is what it is now. I'll say what it is and what you do. I won't tell you how many. I'll put the exact recipe in the show notes. But it's instead of like normal flour, it's almond flour and coconut flour. You have baking soda so it can rise. You use pink salt, butter. For the fats, it's coconut oil and almond butter. There's vanilla extract in there. There's dark brown sugar, which makes it like super decadent. And an egg and dark chocolate chips.
A single egg?
One egg.
A single egg?
One egg. Okay. This isn't breakfast, even though I did have one for breakfast. Okay. That is what you do. Basically, put it in the oven for 350 degrees for 13 minutes. You want to take it out like before it's done cooking. If you're making any cookie at all, take it out before it's ready because it'll still continue to cook on the baking sheet. And as before this is cooled, you got to put mold and finishing salt. Even on food, I always put finishing salt on our food.
Until I moved in with you, I had absolutely no idea there was two salts.
Well, there's way more than two salts.
I didn't know there was two. I thought there was one salt. It was salt. Your options were salt and no salt. Little did I know, there's colored salt. There's salts from different mountains.
Mm-hmm. And finishing salt. Okay. Oh my gosh. This is the best cookie. Please make it. Thank you for asking. Next, what's your comfort movie or show? What?
You know mine.
Gilmore Girls? No, West Wing. Toy Story?
TV show, The West Wing. Movie, Home Alone.
Oh, yes. Oh, Home Alone. Catherine O'Hara, probably one of the best actresses.
The queen.
Ever. Her on Schitt's Creek. Makes me so happy. I was spending time with my family the other day and I was thinking about us like Schitt's Creek characters, and it's so fun to imagine a life like that. Like, of course it's a terrible like setup, like they come from riches and then it's a nice story at the end, but like imagine being them in that moment and with each other. But I would love to be in the Schitt's Creek family.
I need to start from the beginning because I've only been watching it when you watch it. So like I've only seen like parts of later seasons, but it is delightful.
It's so good. It is so good. I would say that, and
I'd watch a whole show of just Dan Levy making faces.
Oh, for sure.
He has like wonderful expressions.
He is so funny. I would choose also Ted Lasso. Mm-hmm. I've talked about this.
It's a weighted blanket.
It is. I want to be exactly like Ted Lasso. This is an Apple TV original or something like that, Apple TV Plus. Jason Sudeikis makes a show about coming to England to coach soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a football coach in America. And it's my favorite show. I've watched it twice in a row.
Like, I think we watched six episodes the first night and then finished the second night.
Yeah. And then the third night, I started it again with somebody else. It's
a little hurtful, but it's fine.
I think it's my favorite show. All right. Love that. What's some advice you think you need to follow? What's some advice you think you need to follow?
I need to commit more. Like I let myself off the hook pretty quick. Like I don't make New Year's resolutions, but if I did by like noon on New Year's Day, I'd be like, what was that? What did I decide to do last night? I need to commit and I need to like stop giving myself a safety net. I need to really burn the boats. You know what I mean?
That would be
so. It's all about commitment for me.
Yeah. What's some advice you think you need to follow? People are gonna talk bad about you already. Don't make the first one you or something. People are gonna
Who's talking bad about you?
No, I mean like people are gonna get in your way or like people are gonna naysay, but don't be the first one to do it or like don't be the one to do it before them or something. Like I think I get in my own way a lot. Like I feel like I'm in my head a ton. I don't start new things. because I'm scared. But I mean, it's so weird because like I wasn't scared when I was younger. But I think like the older I get, the more I'm like, I don't know if I want to be embarrassed today. And then I just don't do something. So I think it's just like, just stop being so hard on yourself maybe as well.
Yeah.
Kind of one of the
If I'm embarrassing tomorrow, nobody gives a shit. I can see if you're embarrassing. People might like, you have to listen to people's opinion on it.
Yeah, and my own. If I'm like, oh, I'm stupid now. Okay, we've been having some dinner parties when...
the best.
In our quarantine bubble. So people are asking tips for a good dinner party. And I think this will be cool because you can give it from like a person's perspective from like being a guest at a dinner party. And I'll do it from like hosting, making things.
So I'm giving my as a guest.
If you were going to be a guest, what do you want at a dinner party?
Like if you're a guest like me, I can't cook at all. So I just try to be like nearby and helpful if needed. Because I can't cook any, like I literally don't know how to turn the stove on. So, I mean, I'm sure I could get there with like a YouTube video you know, Crumbs could show me. as a guest, just try to be helpful and not in the way.
Yeah. Helpful is so good.
There's just got to be charcuterie. Don't like.
Yeah, and you can help with eating it. Yeah.
I'm actually great at that. It's on my resume.
Eating charcuterie. Uh-huh. I think being helpful is so great. You help so much. Yeah. Yesterday, we did the candelabra would have been completely like melted and everywhere, like a Salvador Dali painting. But then you figured out some way to MacGyver some tape in it.
I'm blushing so hard right now.
It was really good.
I mean, it was pretty special what I did. Like, whatever. I don't want to talk about it much longer.
Tips for a good dinner party. From a host perspective, I would say music in the back for ambience, never use an overhead light. So a lot of ambient lights from the corner, whether that's like a table lamp or a lot of candles, every single candle that you light, it enhances the mood like times 10.
Whoa.
Yes. It's super important. Other than that, you could do anything. And lighting, all you need.
I've got really good playlist friends. Like you and Sky are like
playlist
top
friends.
Top level playlist choosers.
Music. The best. This is the cutest question.
I don't want to hear it.
What's one thing you appreciate about the person sitting to the right of you? I guess that would be me.
Oh.
And mine would be Crumbs, but I'll just go across from you. Oh my God, this is so cute. We've never given each other compliments. No, you've told me I'm funny before, and I've told you you're funny.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't believe you.
I also don't believe you.
You're just the most hospitable person. There's nobody more hospitable than Megan. Like, she's going to make sure everybody that's... Like, Crumbs has just walked up and totally interrupted the podcast. She's going to make sure he's comfortable right now.
I'm going to make him a latte.
No, she's just the most hospitable person. She wants to make sure you're comfortable in every situation, which is nice.
That's so... I do. I think you're so easy to get along with. I think everyone that I've introduced you to once you've moved to LA is like, I love that guy.
This is too much.
You can talk about a lot of subjects with a lot of different people too. Like you've got like sports knowledge, comedy knowledge, history knowledge.
You guys.
It's like you guys, it's just me. You guys. Give me the credit. Crumbs is just here. Oh, speaking of Crumbs, planning on getting a kitten soon. What should I name it?
You don't get a kitten.
Okay. This Alyssa San Pedro is getting a cat.
Ooh, I like that name.
She's getting a cat and she needs our help on naming it. So let's workshop some cat names.
I like
names.
People names for cats. I don't like when like people call it, it's like Mr. Whiskers. That's disrespectful to the cat.
It also sounds like a cleaning product.
Do you know what? Do they know what you named Lavalier originally?
Yes.
It was so offensive.
Well, the thing is because...
No wonder she's a little standoffish.
She's getting so much better.
She really is.
I didn't know I was going to get two cats. I just always knew I wanted to get a pet named Crumbs.
I can't listen to the story because I'll cry.
I wanted a pet named Crumbs. I don't know if I was a cat or a dog or a fish. A fish named Crumbs. I didn't. Aju, bitch. I had no idea what I was going to do, but I thought Crumbs was so cute for anything. And now that I know this guy.
He's such a Crumbs.
He couldn't be anything other than a Crumbs. It's almost like a reverse, like, eponymous situation. He used to. He doesn't really eat too much anymore of my food, but he would always eat the leftover Crumbs. He looks like a Crumb. That's it. But Lavalier, I didn't know that I wanted her. I didn't know I wanted two cats, not her specifically. But I named her Asphalt because I was looking at the tar and I said, what's gray? Asphalt. And Irene laughed and so did I. And we were like, that's it. That's hilarious. And we did it.
And we're still working through it.
And we are still working through it. Lavalier is going to therapy.
I want to hear some, what are some names for cats?
Oh, okay. We're going to do, okay. Names for cats. Okay. So let's just start like ying, zip, zap, zapping them. I say, Well, I'm going to go with cat names.
Okay.
And you're going to go with not cat
names.
Yeah,
mine are just going to be the names of people.
Mine is going to be, what's Doug's last name?
Funny.
Never mind. I was going to make a dog funny it cat funny. And then it's like, doesn't even make sense.
Whiskers Churchill.
Ooh, that's good.
You're watching The Crown. What's up?
Wow. Let's see. What other things do cats have? Paws. Pawson's Creek.
Paws Rudd. That's bad. That's bad. It's bad.
What about something with fluff? Flufferton. That's California. Fullerton, California.
Cal State Flufferton.
Cal State Flufferton.
Callista Fluffhart.
What's that a pun off?
Callista Flockhart. She's Harrison Ford's wife.
Oh.
She was in Ally McBeal. I think that was the name of the show.
Harrison Ford. Hairball Ford. Hairball.
Hairball Ford. Ford. This is so bad. Really don't take bad. Any of these. Franklin the Cat.
Ooh, Franklin the Cat. Catherine O'Hara. Catherine O'Hairball.
Catherine O'Hairball. I know a cat that I have named Catherine.
Catherine O'Hairball.
There's another cat that I named Gregory Jerome Cat.
Wow. Love both of those.
These are important.
I'm going to end on Catherine O'Hairball.
That's wonderful.
We got there. Okay, favorite artists to listen to for different moods you might be in. Okay, I'm going to list a mood, and we have to tell
close my eyes.
Plug in Spotify. Okay. You are excited.
Brass Tracks.
Ooh, if I'm excited. Excited. Oh, I would probably play like 90s nostalgia music. Like
honestly, right away I thought Hanson. So like, it's got to be 90s nostalgia.
Okay, sadness. I'm going to listen to Julian Baker if I'm sad.
Julian Baker.
Julian Baker is a singer-songwriter that sings like really beautifully sad songs.
I mean, like the slower Leon Bridges.
What about like you want to be happy, but you're not. There's a girl called Sammy Rae, R-A-E, and I play her album anytime I want. I want to be in a better place. Like she has a song called Talk It To Me, which is really good. She's incredible. Really, you would love her.
I mean, I have a lot of 1975 when I need to be, you know, perked up.
Yeah, to perk you up. What about if you want to get like, if you want to like feel yourself, if you want to feel a little bit more like you, like a
little,
empowered.
A little older hip hop, some more Naughty by Nature, some.
Cool.
Naughty by Nature, Scarface again, Beastie Boys.
Nice.
Sure Shot's one of my favorites. I can listen to Sure Shot and be like happy. Worst day of my life.
Whoa. Probably. If I'm trying to like feel myself, I think I would go Ariana Grande or Lizzo. Very much like textbook.
I love it
feel
when you,
myself.
You, sometimes I come home and you have the Ariana Grande playlist on. A lot of bangers.
Yeah. Okay. I think those are good.
I think we crushed it.
How to make long distance relationships work. Have you ever been in one?
And it failed.
What did you do then that actually you think is good?
Oh, it was so long ago. I think like a lot of the success was, you know, patience and communication. Like nothing ever like feels good when you're super far away from each other. But like if you just accept that and, you know, I think when you're far away from your person, everything just feels like the end of the world. And you just try to pace yourself, be nice. I really wasn't a very good listener. I was so young. This was so long ago. I feel like you got better examples.
I mean, I've never been in a long distance relationship as an adult, but the only thing I've learned from like Schitt's Creek is when Alexis and whatever his name go,
he's on the island.
He goes to the Galapagos and they have to like figure out how to have a relationship off Zoom essentially. And Alexis says that like shared experiences are the easiest way to feel good in long-term relation or long-distance relationships. So I don't know what a shared experience would be. It's kind of like movie night or whatever it's called. You put the same movie on like a streaming platform and then you're able to chat in the corner or like have a little video so that you guys can feel like you're watching a movie together.
I think there's got to be like a certain comfort and a certain amount of trust and respect before you can even start that. I don't think you can like, you have to be pretty secure in the relationship to let it go long distances.
Oh, yeah. That's,
like, I don't think you can have a new relationship with somebody who lives, you know, 1,000 miles away. I don't think that's going to work.
Oh my gosh. But I mean, I'm sure it has before. I wonder what they've done. Like, people have probably like met each other from across the world and then met in person after 10
romantic
years
comedy?
Or something.
Love it.
It has to.
It's got to.
Has to. Okay. We finished all of our questions.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm still shocked we got this working. I don't remember anything we said.
This is me neither, but this is amazing.
And you gave me a cookie. I got a cookie.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I was doing the podcast. I got a podcast and a cookie. That's a win.
This cookie, again, please make it.
I assume she's never putting this out. So it's still a win, though, because I got a cookie.
This has gotten me through 2020 is this cookie and Schitt's Creek.
Ted Lasso.
Oh, my gosh. Everyone has such great gifts in this podcast. If you've learned about something that you didn't know before, I can stand behind everything that we talked about. Like, everything that has made us smile is worth making other people smile. So, like, if you like comedy, you're probably gonna like a lot of this stuff that we talked about. So, yay, Tony! Why are you mad?
It's called au jus, bitch.
It's called au jus, bitch. Thank you so much for listening. I'll probably do a couple more of these because they're very fun. So let me know if you like having Tony on the pod. Woo woo. Where can people find you?
I mean, you're usually in Megan's living room.
That's right. And also online.
I'm on Instagram, YMF_panda.
And really Twitter.
Same on Twitter.
Nice.
Look at me.
Get that real estate.
Look at me.
All right. We will see.
Gasp.
You don't say anything else. This is the beginning of the year. Do you have any words of wisdom?
Wear a mask.
Learn a little bit. Is that what we said earlier?
Learn a little bit?
Learn a little bit. In the very beginning of this, we said something. Thank you for listening to Just a Tip. I'll see you next time. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.